You're listening to American Ground Radio, where freedom grows, with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. And now, live.
We choose to go to the moon and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
It is time for us to realize that we're too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams.
I have a dream that one day, yes, this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
R-O-C-K in the USA, R-O-C-K in the USA, R-O-C-K in the USA, yeah, yeah. Rockin' in the USA.
This is American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
They just continue to lie. I mean, here's a shocker. Here's a shocker for you.
Okay.
This whole socialist communist takeover of the economy with this Build Back Better Act.
Right.
That it doesn't cost anything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who actually believes this?
No one.
I mean, they know they're lying. We know they're lying.
Right. They know we know they're lying.
Exactly.
We know they're lying.
It goes on and on. But see, the communist Democrats, they don't care. Do you know, not only has the CBO scored this bill to basically cost $367 billion.
Well, let's be careful about the word cost. It's not just that it costs. It adds that to the debt over the next 10 years. Now,
yeah, well, somebody's got to come up with that money.
Right, but it costs more than that. There's money that has to be spent.
With respect to interest payments as well.
Well, not even interest payments, just how much the bill actually costs. So you put this bill into effect, this is how much we're going to spend. It costs $1.8 trillion or more because they've got a lot of accounting gimmicks in there. So it actually probably still costs actually closer to $3 trillion over 10 years, but they've got some accounting gimmicks in there to hide it. Just because
that may never come to fruition,
right,
which would add the cost or would make the cost even more than the $367 billion that the CBO,
right,
is currently scoring it at.
Just because you've raised taxes on companies doesn't mean that cost went away. The money still is going to be spent, which means the money still has to come from somewhere. So when you say it doesn't cost anything, or when you're only adding what it costs to the debt, say you buy a car, okay? The car is $31,000, okay?
Okay, fair enough.
All right. You do a trade-in of your old vehicle.
Okay.
And you pay some cash up front.
Okay.
All right? You're now left with, say, $15,000. And you have to get a loan to pay that $15,000.
Okay.
Does the car cost $31,000 or does it cost $15,000?
It still costs $31,000.
It still costs $31,000. So anytime they say, the CBO comes out and says, well, this only costs $3 billion, no, it still costs trillions and trillions. We just don't know how many trillions because there are accounting gimmicks in there designed to hide the actual cost.
No, and there are additional hidden costs.
Yes.
That we're not even factoring in. For example, this Build Back Better Act,
right,
will add millions of new immigrants to the U.S. population in the first 10 years. About 6.5 million aliens would receive parole, basically.
Amnesty, basically. These aren't people that are in line to be immigrants. These are people that have already illegally come into the country.
They've come illegally, and now we are going to reward them with,
yep,
the prize.
Yep.
And it is a prize,
yep,
of U.S. green cards, because the green cards,
uh-huh,
can be converted into citizenship,
right,
voting rights,
and
the ability to bring in chain migrants.
And then you get also government benefits if you aren't making enough money. So if you don't have a job, now you got a green card and you get government benefits. The government benefits that you're going to get from that program, not included in the cost of this Build Back Better bill.
Each new migrant could bring in their extended family about 6 years after getting a green card.
And none of those people's cost to us is mentioned in the Build Back Better bill.
But see, you have to understand how liberals think.
Mm-hmm.
And that is somewhat of an oxymoron because by and large, they don't seem to think, or at least not logically. Take a listen. This is Representative Jayapal.
Mm-hmm. Priya Jayapal.
Who apparently says this bill is not going to cost anything. Now, when she was speaking, the bill total
this
at
was
that
still
at time, $3.5 trillion.
Right.
But just listen to the logic. That's really what we want to listen for.
Do you think it's possible that the price tag will come down? I've heard the number $2 trillion floated as a possible endpoint.
I think we should look, first of all, as I said to the president, and I heard him say, this is a $0 bill because it's all going to be paid for with taxes on the wealthiest corporations and the wealthiest individuals, which, by the way, makes it more popular than it was even before, and it's already very popular. But ultimately, I think it depends on what we put in there. We put our proposal out. It cost $3.5 trillion when you add everything up.
Right.
But if somebody wants to take something out, we need to hear what that is.
So there are two lies in there. One, this is not a popular bill. That was a lie. Two, it does not cost $0. That is a lie. She's trying to gaslight the entire population
exactly.
of the United States of America.
I mean, this is not how basic economics and math work.
And Jake Tapper just took it a chump.
But the bottom line is you're still confiscating and redistributing.
Yes.
Whether it's $3.5 trillion or $1.8 trillion, you still are confiscating and redistributing that money.
The money you spend on that is money you cannot spend on something else, whether it's that money that's been taken from the corporations so they can't spend it on
right.
building new
exactly.
factories here, or it's something that could be spent on other government programs that we now have to get that money from somewhere else. There is spent money. This money is being spent, which means you can't spend it on something else. There's a cost to it. Stop lying.
And just because you're paying with new taxes instead of new debt doesn't mean that doesn't make it a $0 cost.
Not at all.
You know, Margaret Thatcher, as she put it
mm-hmm.
so famously, the problem with socialism, and that's really what we're talking about here,
right,
is that you eventually run out of other people's money. Socialism, for those of you who may be on the fence here, and I can't imagine anyone in our audience, not very many at least, who don't understand that socialism is a lose-lose proposition, because in order to spread the wealth, you have to first confiscate it from those who earned it.
Right.
I mean, that's a hornet's nest all in its own. The tragic irony is that the government is so inefficient in spreading the wealth or redistributing it at all.
No, they're pretty efficient. They end up giving it back to big business and billionaires. There's a reason why when Democrats are in power, the poor get poorer and the rich get richer. It's because the Democrat policies caused that. The two times in our lifetimes when the lowest 20% of income earners saw their income rise faster than the highest 20%
was during the Trump administration.
And during Reagan.
Well, but wait a minute. But trickle-down economics doesn't work. Voodoo economics, it doesn't work.
Okay, then why is that the only time in our lifetimes when we've seen this?
I agree. I absolutely agree. See, I think what else is happening is that hard work,
mm-hmm.
the American can-do spirit of ingenuity,
mm-hmm.
is under attack in this country from the left. And remember, it was Obama that said, you didn't build that. Someone else made that happen.
Right.
And that's what Biden basically is saying today. And that's the tragic irony of this all, is that the Democrats profess to want to support,
mm-hmm.
protect,
to
defend
help. Yeah.
the poorest among us, and yet it's the wealthiest that tend to be the beneficiaries of these mega spending bills that the Democrats put forward.
There's a reason why most of the people who are the richest in America are now giving their money and their votes to Democrats.
And see, Biden says, reward work, not wealth. Just let that sink in for a moment, because what he's saying is that work and wealth are unrelated.
And yet hard work is how you build up wealth. Taxes is how you lose it. Let's get to the top three things you need to know before tomorrow. Well, as we've been talking about, the Democrats in the House of Representatives on Friday passed their Build Back Better bill, and although the media is now calling it a social and environmental bill after having previously called it a human infrastructure bill, whatever you call it, the Democrats say it will cost $1.85 trillion, although the actual price tag is likely to be much, much higher than that due to several cost-concealing gimmicks in the bill. The bill now heads to the Senate, where Democrats currently do not have enough votes to pass it.
Why are we not talking about the 1 million chain migrants?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is going...
That's a big deal.
And plus the 6.5 million aliens who are in this country illegally today.
Because they're hiding it. The reason we're not talking about it is because the left is hiding it.
Well, we're talking about it.
That's true.
And our audience knows about it.
Second thing you need to know before tomorrow, Louisiana Supreme Court will decide next month that the state's largest healthcare system has the right to require its own employees to take the COVID-19 vaccines. Employees of Ochsner Health sued in different parts of the state, resulting in split verdicts. In the northern half of the state, the Second Court of Appeals ruled the employees have it correct, saying the hospital couldn't require the vaccines. But in the Lafayette area, a different court said Ochsner could require the shots. Louisiana Supreme Court is scheduling a hearing for December 7th.
Well, that is all fine and well, but I think this is headed to the United States Supreme Court because the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit has already ordered OSHA,
to
stop enforcing the rule that the White House had set forth in order to make vaccines mandatory and to be enforced by OSHA. So that's on hold. I think this is all headed to the Supremes.
Third thing you need to know before tomorrow, the U.S. Department of Education opened three civil rights investigations into Carroll ISD in Southlake, Texas. The complaints were filed by an unnamed advocacy group, but some are questioning whether the investigations are political in nature. Earlier this fall, voters in Carroll ISD elected a new school board where the members were opposed to indoctrinating teachers and students in critical race theory and stopped the passage of a controversial cultural competency plan. Texas Congresswoman Beth Van Dyne released a statement saying, quote, "Voting against Democrats and liberal policies is not illegal and does not warrant a federal investigation. And I stand with parents and students and local leaders to shine a light on this overreach."
Yeah, of course. Liberals always want to silence dissent.
Coming up next, got the American Mamas. Stick around.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Conservatives are being censored on social media.
Big media.
In colleges.
Public schools.
And in woke corporations all across this country.
That means talk radio is the last beacon of free speech in America.
So when you hear businesses supporting free speech by advertising on this station, we should thank them.
They've put their money where their values are, and you should do the same.
Make sure you're spending your dollars at companies that understand that free speech isn't free.
Conservative listeners need to support conservative advertisers.
Because liberty is never more than one generation away from extinction.
Hey man, nice bike. What is the miles per gallon on something like that? Because I got an SUV. The motor's kind of loud.
If you own a Harley, there's no small talk. At 3 State Harley Davidson, they know you only want to hear this. 3 State Harley Davidson has a wide selection, including new and pre-owned, featuring warranty forever for 2016 and newer models. Come by 3 State Harley Davidson in Bossier City off 220 and Benton Road, or visit 3stateharley.com.
Maybe it was that fourth grade teacher who believed in you. Or the big-eyed girl who smiled when you were the new kid. Maybe it was watching your child as she took her first steps. Those aha moments in life when everything seemed to come into focus. Those are the bright spots that lift us up when we're feeling down and show us a path from the ordinary to the extraordinary. America's history is filled with bright spots too. The greatness of America is that it allows each of us to see the greatness within ourselves. That is how America became great. One dream, one bright spot at a time.
Bright Spots Big Country, What Makes America Great by Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, and brightspotsbigcountry.com.
There's your typical Christmas parties.
1 year membership in the Jelly of the Month Club.
And then there's Christmas parties at Red River Range in Shreveport.
Merry Christmas!
Red River Range can host your Christmas party, your corporate or charity event, or a bachelor party. Red River Range can cater in food and drinks from local restaurants. You can rent one or more of their shooting ranges or their outdoor fishing pond and picnic area. Call 716-3111 or go to redriverrange.com.
Ronald Reagan once asked, "Are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world?" Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. America, America. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Palmer, Louis Saar, Avalone.
See, the Democrats, they care so much. More than yes. you do as a conservative.
I'm sure.
They really think about the poor. Because you couldn't possibly, as a conservative, care about lifting people out of poverty or trying to help people realize what their greatest potential is or to otherwise see the greatness within them.
We actually had somebody tell that to us on one of our social media sites this week. I'm like, man, you do not listen to our show if you think that's the case. We talk about helping the least among us essentially every day on this show.
All right, and this $1 trillion spending bill that, I don't know what it's called, Build Back Better,
yeah,
whatever that means. It's,
yeah.
You know, of course, every time a Democrat names a bill, it's always right. the opposite
yeah,
of
the
what it's actually
the
doing.
The Affordable Care Act,
yeah,
which
exactly.
doubled the cost of healthcare in the country.
But in this $1 trillion spending boondoggle,
mm-hmm.
pork barrel legislation,
right.
there are major tax cuts for the mega rich, particularly in blue states.
Right. There are. They've hidden them, though.
Nancy Pelosi was asked about this.
Mm-hmm. It's the state and local tax cut deduction that Donald Trump took out. They're trying to put it back in and help rich people in blue states.
This is wicked. This is absolutely wicked. Take a listen.
Respond to the criticism that when all is said and done on this bill, the people who get the biggest tax cut are millionaires who can take advantage of the changes in the state and local tax deduction?
As a supporter of that particular measure in the bill, that's not about tax cuts for wealthy people. It's about services for the American people. In our communities, where we have taken care of our people, education, transportation, health care, all of the issues that public service brings to people was slashed by the Trump administration, and we're just turning that over. So this isn't about who gets a tax cut. It's about which states get the revenue that they need in order to meet the needs of the people.
That doesn't actually make sense because if you get
the state and local tax cut deduction, then the state actually ends up getting less money from the people who are paying those federal taxes, because what the state and local
it doesn't make any sense. See, what she's doing is lying about
right.
the Trump tax cuts
yeah.
that actually raised the least among us.
Right. It helped the people with the lowest income levels. Their income grew faster under Trump than it did under than the richest 20%.
And federal tax receipts
yep.
increased, even though Trump lowered
the
taxes
yeah.
for most Americans.
Oh, man, she's good at lying. I'll give her that.
Nonsense.
We got a question for our American mamas. Dear mamas, have you ever noticed that when you say something people on the left don't want to hear, they just talk over you?
Well, let's ask our American mamas.
Mama, mama,
mama told me not to come. She said, that ain't the way I've been known.
And joining us now, our American mamas, Terry Netterville and Denise Arthur. Have you guys ever noticed this when you're talking with
someone?
Well,
I don't know what you're talking about, Stephen. What are you talking about? Are you trying to ask this question?
Yeah, I was trying to ask a question. When people on the left disagree with you and you're saying something, they don't let you finish what it is you're saying.
You mean they talk over you like they do on the View?
Yeah, like on The View.
They absolutely do this, and that's why it's hard for me to even watch clips of them when I see it on Twitter or whatever. I know it's coming for example, Jedediah was trying to express. Well, actually, she was trying to answer the question.
Yeah, they just stampede. Yeah, all of them.
Jedediah is a former co-host of The View. She's a friend of theirs who now works on Fox.
Well, she was up until today.
Well, yeah, I got a clip. This is from earlier in the week. Okay. This is Jedediah on The View.
But the vaccine does not prevent you from getting COVID and does not prevent you from transmitting COVID.
Oh my
COVID.
Goodness.
Reality,
well, no,
and we have
that's
seen that.
Not so. Come on.
No,
you've been at Fox TV too long.
You don't have to listen to me on that. You don't have to listen to me. You can listen to the director of
And the idiot thought,
you can listen to the director of the CDC was what she was going
to
say.
You
right
don't
then.
Even have to go that far. Jen Psaki is vaccinated and probably boosted and has COVID.
Right.
What part of that doesn't I got no joy not understand?
Joy has no joy. She's the most joyless joy I've
ever
heard of.
And then listen to the people laugh. Like,
well,
that's
they're preaching
funny.
To the choir. And that kind of, it just rubs me wrong because they are literally preaching to the choir. But if you had let the clip play a little bit further, Sunny gets on another host of the co-host of the View. And she starts talking over Jedediah because Jedediah starts claiming, you know, she starts making facts. Mm-hmm. She states scientific facts. And Sunny's smart enough to know that Jedediah is telling the truth. So the only way that she can combat that is to begin speaking over her. And that is what they do when they have guests yeah. on their
and
show.
And play the friendship card. Did you notice that?
Yes.
And it's not, it's like she, Pure D was just talking about the director of the CDC said, she said, why do you think even after vaccination, they were putting people back in masks? I mean, she was just trying to explain that and just trying to give people an outlet or a place to go and look and get the information. She was like, you can just go to the CDC website while, you know, her Sunny, her, I thought we were friends. We're friends. Just rides a stampede over her.
Yeah,
I mean,
won't
seriously.
Let her finish her conversation. And that's when you know that she's on to
exactly.
something.
Exactly. That's when you need to start doing yes. your homework when they do that.
That is what I've noticed with The View. When somebody comes on, if they allow somebody that doesn't have a like-minded idea and doesn't, you know, go along with their ideology.
And they do that on purpose, Terry, so they can gaslight them.
Well, for sure. But it doesn't work. What works for them is to speak over them or start, they do this weird laugh.
Yeah.
They do this laughter over them. Like if somebody's starting to make sense, they'll go, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we get it. When the person is trying to speak up, so they do not want their audience to hear the truth.
Yeah.
They absolutely will refuse to give the American people the truth. Like I think I read something today where Norway, what was it that I read to you a little bit earlier?
So
Stephen?
Norway has dropped all of its COVID restrictions.
Yes.
No mask mandates, no vaccine mandates, no vaccine passports.
Are they all dead?
No, apparently they're doing just fine over there in Norway.
They're doing better than fine. They're doing yeah. better than us.
Yeah.
And so this is the kind of stuff that they repress in America, and it drives me nuts because it's one of those things like just let the truth come or let everybody speak their truth because they're so big on, well, this is my truth. This is my truth. Let everybody's truth be spoken. And then for those of us who are listening, let us figure out which one rings true with our heart, which one goes along with our gut, which one actually feels like that's what's actually happening
yeah,
in America.
Because this is America and we have choices. And it's like, you know, it's the same thing over and over, like them throwing all the, you know, all the heroes that went to zero. And we're losing mass amounts of first responders and nurses. And then people, if you don't have enough common sense to think, look, all those nurses that have walked out of hospitals and physicians and everybody else under the mm-hmm. umbrella of healthcare
yeah.
that
yes.
have walked off, for not one minute do I think that they all walked off because they're falling on the sword of their rights in America. I think they know something
yes.
that you don't want to hear or don't want to know. I think that's what drives most of them not to take the vaccine.
And they will admit that, and they will share stories. And there are videos of people, like that supermodel just recently, that she shared it on Twitter. It's probably taken off now, but she was perfectly healthy. She got the second booster, and she is now fighting for her life in the hospital.
Well, they don't want to hear all that,
No,
Terry.
They won't share that. It just
And they'll take it down, because all the social media is run by who and what. So they get to pick and choose. These groups that gather up all these people and share all this information, they continue to have to change their names and to change the name of their groups on a weekly, almost daily basis because they don't want you to know. I just want you to do your homework. It's that simple.
If you'd like to ask our American Mamas a question, go to our website, americangroundradio.com/mamas, and click on the Ask the Mamas button. Terry Netteville, Denise Arthur. Thank y'all.
Thank you.
Coming up next here on American Ground Radio, we are digging deep. We'll be right back.
There's more fresh roasted American Ground Radio brewing. So stick around. That's good radio. With Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Conservatives are being censored on social media.
Big media.
In colleges.
Public schools.
And in woke corporations all across this country.
That means talk radio is the last beacon of free speech in America.
So when you hear businesses supporting free speech by advertising on this station, we should thank them.
They've put their money where their values are, and you should do the same.
Make sure you're spending your dollars at companies that understand that free speech isn't free.
Conservative listeners need to support conservative advertisers.
Because liberty is never more than one generation away from extinction.
Hey, Denise Arthur here. We've just finished rebuilding our website from the ground up. Go to AmericanGroundRadio.com and you'll find our latest podcasts, videos, and blog posts. And you'll also find our new online store. At AmericanGroundRadio.com/shop, you'll find the Conservative Kid Growth Kit, the Freedom Sings CD, the Presidential Tumblr, and our book, Bright Spots Big Country. And checkout is simple, safe, and secure. So go ahead and head on over to AmericanGroundRadio.com/shop today.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
Hey, yeah, I like this right here. Makes me feel free. It's got that, that bomb. Ba-dum-bum, ba-da-da-da-da, mister. Ba-dum-bum, ba-da-da-da-da, world. Ba-dum-bum, ba-da-da-da-da, wide. Let's just stay
free to do what I want.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
Well, the Wisconsin governor has called in the National Guard as backup for the city of Kenosha if riots do break out after that verdict is read in the Rittenhouse case.
And see, that's the problem with this. How can there ever be a fair trial if the jury's decision is tainted by their own personal safety? See, I think the left knows this. I think they don't want there to be fair. That's why the left keeps using, they don't say justice. We don't want justice. They say we want racial justice. We want economic justice. We want environmental justice. We want, when you're putting an adjective in front of the word justice, you're altering the word justice, which means you no longer have justice. The left, BLM, is so interested in racial justice that they become anti-justice.
Well, this is the antithesis of how Martin Luther King Jr. conducted his own actions,
absolutely,
his own crusade,
absolutely,
to bring about civil rights and true transformation in this country. And I think it's disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
It dishonors his memory when you have folks who profess
mm-hmm.
to represent
black people
like Black Lives Matter, and they're out there threatening violence, saying that they will burn cities, they will cause mayhem.
And again,
that's a direct quote.
Again, Kyle Rittenhouse didn't kill anybody who was black. All three of the people he shot were white. And it actually, the only person in the video who was black was the guy who came up and kicked Kyle Rittenhouse in the head twice.
I mean,
that's the only guy.
The left wants to truly transform this country in every possible institution.
But that's not a positive.
Even the Marines, there's a story out today that says the Marine Corps will reinvent itself to reflect America. Does it not reflect America now?
It does.
Has it been wrong this entire time?
But what's more important about the Marine Corps isn't whether it reflects America, but whether it's able to defend America.
No. It needs to, as they say, represent the current values embraced by society today.
Well, then they have become wise like people in the book of Romans, people who profess themselves to be wise but become fools. Let's get to the digging deep.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to step down.
Lewis, if you want to understand everything that's gone wrong in America in the last 18 months, you need to listen to this one sentence from Dr. Anthony Fauci. It explains so much.
Wait a minute. Dr. Fauci.
Yes.
Dr. Fauci.
Yes.
Is going to enlighten me.
Inadvertently. It explains why we've lost our freedoms. Why is the economy in shambles? Why is inflation rising? Why are there so many people who aren't working? Why does the left hate Donald Trump so much? Why is the Biden administration trying to force a vaccine mandate on everyone in the country?
All right.
Why is the party that pushed through HIPAA now saying you don't have the right to medical privacy? You want to know the answers to all those?
Yeah, quit holding out on me.
Then take a listen to Dr. Fauci talking to Ted Koppel about his early disagreements with President Trump at the outset of the lockdowns last year.
The next day, the president's saying, free Michigan, free Virginia. I didn't quite understand what the purpose of that was, except to put this misplaced perception about people's individual right to make a decision that supersedes the societal safety.
Pay very close attention to what Dr. Fauci actually said and what those specific words mean. Words have meaning. Here's what he said. This misplaced perception about people's individual right to make a decision that supersedes the societal safety. Misplaced perception, that means wrong idea. People's individual right to make a decision, that equals your right to make a choice, individual liberty, your personal freedom. Okay? And then the last part, supersedes the societal safety, comes before or is more important than what the government tells you to do.
So personal control.
Yes.
Over the pursuit of my happiness.
Yes.
That's misplaced.
That's what he said. You put it all together. Fauci is saying it is a wrong idea to believe that your God-given right to choose how to live, where to work, what to wear, where you go, who you interact with, and what you put in your own body is more important or has more validity than what the government thinks you should do in all those cases.
Play that clip one more time.
The next day, the president's saying, free Michigan, free Virginia. I didn't quite understand what the purpose of that was, except to put this misplaced perception about people's individual right to make a decision that supersedes the societal safety.
Who decides what's in the best interest of a society as a whole? The government. Is the government always right when it decides what's in the best interest of a society as a whole? Is any government ever been 100% right in deciding what was in the best interest of a society as a whole anywhere in the history of mankind? No.
No, but
clearly not.
But certainly Europe, it reflects where government makes decisions for its people.
Yes.
In terms of what is best for the collective.
But is it best for the collective?
No, it doesn't end up being best for the collective.
It doesn't. That's the whole point. So yeah, this whole individuals making choices that they believe are in their best interest, that's the only moral choice here. Because otherwise you're making choices for someone else and you're likely to be wrong based upon history. If you're making choices for how someone else is supposed to be living their life, and you're wrong, you bear no responsibility for that consequence. If someone else is making decisions for their life and they are wrong, they bear the consequences for that. Therefore, it's a moral choice.
But this is all part of, as some folks would describe it, a one world order.
And Fauci appears to be belonging to that. And look, Ted Koppel was sitting right there interviewing Fauci. Ted Koppel used to be one of the biggest names in journalism in America up until he, Look, the fact that Koppel didn't challenge Fauci, the highest paid government employee, on his understanding of individual liberty, tells you what's wrong with the media. Fauci says people's individual rights are superseded by society's power, and Koppel just nods along.
No, I mean, the simple truth is, at a very basic level, the more personal control you have over your pursuit of happiness, the happier you will be.
Yes.
And when the government is deciding where you can go, how late you can stay out,
mm-hmm. what you wear on your face,
whether or not you inject yourself with mm-hmm. some medication.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and there are a lot of folks that would say your happiness isn't nearly, your happiness, mm-hmm. you being concerned about your happiness mm-hmm. is very selfish on your part, because yeah. you're only thinking about yourself. What about all of those? Uh-huh. No, I mean, seriously.
No, I understand what you're saying, but you misunderstand where happiness really comes from. But okay, go ahead.
Where do you think happiness comes from?
Well, true happiness, true, we say at the end of a show, may your pursuit of happiness bring you joy. Real joy comes from service of others. So if you really want to pursue your health, your happiness right, you need to be involved in service of other people. But look.
I understand.
People's individual rights to make a decision does supersede the societal safety. If it doesn't, then societies will never be safe for individuals. Remember Benjamin Franklin, those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety.
And that's what we've done over the last 18 months.
Yeah, are we safe? No.
Are we freer?
No. And that's the problem. We'll be right back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio, a daily workout for your political mind, with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Hey man, nice bike. What is the miles per gallon on something like that? Because I got an SUV. The motor's kind of loud.
If you own a Harley, there's no small talk. At 3 State Harley Davidson, they know you only want to hear this. 3 State Harley Davidson has a wide selection, including new and pre-owned, featuring warranty forever for 2016 and newer models. Come by 3 State Harley Davidson in Bossier City off 220 and Benton Road, or visit 3stateharley.com.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. America, America. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device.
You're a brand new flag, you're a high-flying flag.
Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
Maybe it was that fourth grade teacher who believed in you. Or the big-eyed girl who smiled when you were the new kid. Maybe it was watching your child as she took her first steps. Those aha moments in life when everything seemed to come into focus. Those are the bright spots that lift us up when we're feeling down and show us a path from the ordinary to the extraordinary. America's history is filled with bright spots, too. The greatness of America is that it allows each of us to see the greatness within ourselves. That is how America became great. One dream, one bright spot at a time.
Bright Spots Big Country, What Makes America Great by Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, and brightspotsbigcountry.com.
Hey, Denise Arthur here. We've just finished rebuilding our website from the ground up. Go to AmericanGroundRadio.com and you'll find our latest podcasts, videos, and blog posts. And you'll also find our new online store. At AmericanGroundRadio.com/shop, you'll find the Conservative Kid Growth Kit, the Freedom Sings CD, the Presidential Tumblr, and our book, Bright Spots Big Country. And checkout is simple, safe, and secure. So go ahead and head on over to AmericanGroundRadio.com/shop today.
Interested in buying precious metals, but not quite sure what to do? The experts at American Coins and Collectibles are ready to help. Whether you're interested in gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, Richie Self and his expert team will arm you with the information you need to make a decision in your own best interest. In business at the same location for over a quarter century, American Coins and Collectibles is a name you can trust. American Coins and Collectibles, next to Superior Steakhouse. Member LPCDA.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Paul with Louis Saar, Avalone.
You know, all of these great ideas that Biden has to, quote unquote.
I'm sorry. What?
Okay, so-called, allegedly,
okay,
good ideas that Biden has put forth to, quote unquote, fix our country. Many people say, why didn't you and Obama put those forth during the Obama administration?
Right.
You controlled the House, the Senate, the White House. I mean, you could have literally.
Plus, unlike Biden, Obama was actually popular. So
exactly. Yeah. So it's like, why didn't you do these things
then?
But he's not doing them now either. And they have control of the Senate and the House and the White House. There's a poll out today that says 63% of Americans say Biden has not done much, or he's done little or nothing. Now, again, why?
Well, that's true.
But I understand.
Okay.
But you have all of the means, the mechanisms in order to do that, other than all of the undoing of the Trump administration, which obviously means that 63% of Americans don't believe that undoing all of Trump's policies
was
really
progress.
Accomplished anything.
It didn't. Did it make the border more secure? Did it improve our economy? Did it get people back to work? No. We still get. Did it solve COVID? No. More people have died under Biden from COVID than under Trump.
But see, we're seeing more and more polls that are critical of the Biden administration by the mainstream media. Politico is not necessarily a right wing organization.
They're pretty left wing.
They found 27% of registered voters strongly agree that he is mentally fit. Only 27% of Americans believe he is mentally fit.
And the thing is, you don't even ask that question of other presidents. They never asked that question of Reagan.
No, a significant portion of registered voters disagree with that.
That's huge. We need a bright spot. Well, there's a new poll out by OnePoll.com in Giving Tuesday. Here's what they said. 90% of Americans have contributed to a charity. I think that's good. That's a bright spot, right? 90%.
Well, that goes back to the old adage. It is in giving that we receive.
Ah, that's interesting, because those who do...
It's also true.
Yes, but all right. Those who do give to charity are almost twice as likely to say they're satisfied with their lives.
Well, yeah, you know, actually... When folks are depressed, I mean, you hear this advice, you know, if you're feeling kind of down, you know, maybe down on yourself or just feel like life has just dealt you the wrong hand, you know, it's real easy just to kind of crawl under a rock and just kind of mope and have pity on yourself. But one way to get out of that is to do something positive
for
something charitable for someone else, especially someone who may not be able to ever do something for you.
Right. I saw this meme on Facebook just before we came on air, and it said it's not happy people who are thankful. It's thankful people who are happy. I like that. The poll also focused on doing good deeds. You're just talking about doing something nice for someone else, right? Not just giving to charity, but a wide range of good deeds. Here's what the poll respondent said are the most rewarding small deeds, small things you can do to help somebody else. These are the ones that are most rewarding for yourself.
All right, I'm taking notes.
Helping a colleague, friend, or family member with a task. Hey, can you do something for me? Sure, not a problem.
Easy.
Donating to some of that, 61% said that was the most rewarding. 59% said donating to someone in need. Okay, that's rewarding.
Absolutely.
53% saying good morning to someone. You know, people come from other countries to the United States, and they're surprised at how often Americans go, hey, how you doing? They're like, "What? Why do Americans care how I'm doing?"
It's, and now some of that is just nicety.
It is.
It's a courtesy.
It's a courtesy.
But at the same time, it does pick you up.
It does. Holding a door open for someone, 53% said that's rewarding. Giving a compliment to someone, 52%. Now, that's harder these days because some people get offended if you give them a compliment, but I still think it's worth trying.
Yeah, well, I mean, especially if it's someone of the opposite sex.
Well, or political party. All right, paying for someone's meal, just randomly paying for someone's meal, 46% said that's rewarding. Buying someone a coffee or helping someone carry their groceries. Okay, now, people said that doing good deeds made them happy. 92% said it makes them feel happy. 77% said it makes them feel relaxed. And 71% said it actually improves their health. When you do something good for someone else, you feel healthier on the inside.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk about this on the show as well many times. Happiness is an inside job.
Yep.
Only you can make you happy. And furthermore, it is no one's job to make you happy. Not other people,
right.
Not the federal government, not the Supreme Court, not the president, not your kids, not the rich, not your spouse. Your life is intended to be lived fully because there's greatness within you.
And see, we come back to this individualism versus collectivism thing. The collective cannot make you happy. You're the only one who can make you happy, and you have to pursue it. That's why the Declaration of Independence says that you have the right to life, the right to liberty, and the right to the pursuit of happiness. But what's interesting is that, and this is where the left gets a lot of things wrong. They think, you know, the right's all about, I want to be happy, it's all about me, it's all about selfish stuff. What they don't understand, the big flaw they miss here, is that when you really want to be happy yourself, you're more likely to achieve that when you do something for someone else. Service is the path to joy.
Well, Abraham Lincoln said it best. Most folks are as happy as they make their minds up to be.
You know what? I think that's right.
And you know what? I'm going to be happy today.
And if you want to be happier, do something nice for someone else.
And my life isn't perfect. Your life isn't perfect, but it's a choice.
Every day. We'll be right back with a moment of woe. Stick around.
You're listening to American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
There's your typical Christmas parties.
1 year membership in the Jelly of the Month Club.
And then there's Christmas parties at Red River Range in Shreveport.
Merry Christmas!
Red River Range can host your Christmas party, your corporate or charity event, or a bachelor party. Red River Range can cater in food and drinks from local restaurants. You can rent one or more of their shooting ranges or their outdoor fishing pond and picnic area. Call 716-3111 or go to redriverrange.com.
Maybe it was that fourth grade teacher who believed in you. Or the big-eyed girl who smiled when you were the new kid. Maybe it was watching your child as she took her first steps. Those aha moments in life when everything seemed to come into focus. Those are the bright spots that lift us up when we're feeling down. And show us a path from the ordinary to the extraordinary. America's history is filled with bright spots, too. The greatness of America is that it allows each of us to see the greatness within ourselves. That is how America became great. One dream, one bright spot at a time.
Bright Spots Big Country, What Makes America Great by Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, and brightspotsbigcountry.com.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
Hi, I'm Louis R. Avalone.
And I'm Stephen Parr from American Ground Radio. One of the worst parts about the government's COVID lockdowns is that they trampled on our First Amendment rights to freely assemble and to worship.
Too many of us have gotten into the habit of not going to church.
Don't let the government's temporary act of tyranny lead you to a permanent act of rebellion against God.
This weekend, make sure you are fully exercising your First Amendment rights by assembling in the church of your choosing.
It's time to get back to normal.
It's time to get back to God.
It's time to go back to church.
The place down the block, the one with no clock, covert rendezvous with you.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. Stephen Parr with Louis Sar Avalone.
I guess once you've tasted power at the level that some of these folks in Washington, D.C. have, it's very hard to give up. Now the CDC...
Wait, that's because power causes brain damage.
Well, now the CDC is going into the University of Michigan to investigate an influx of flu cases on campus, because apparently 77% of cases are those who did not get the flu shot. So they want to know, what has happened? Why are people getting the flu?
Because they didn't get the flu shot. Why is this hard to figure out?
Well, now they're there to encourage people to get the flu vaccine.
Okay.
I mean, it's like, what's next?
We're going to mandate the flu vaccine now?
I mean, what is next? The amount of sugar that I consume on a daily basis?
Oh, yeah. They've actually already done that in New York. Remember, Bloomberg tried to cancel Big Gulps.
And you've got Jen Psaki out there today saying we're not in the middle of an historic economic crisis right now. We've got the highest inflation in 30 years, the highest gas prices in a decade, record supply chain crisis. We've got empty shelves. We've got 100 million people who are not in the labor force. And she says everything's fine.
Whoa.
Oh, wow. Say whoa, I mean whoa.
Abraham Olagbegi was diagnosed with a rare blood disorder at just 13 years old. The condition, called aplastic anemia, causes the body not to make enough red blood cells, leaving people tired, run down, and at risk of excessive bleeding. Well, fortunately, Abraham was able to have a successful bone marrow donation surgery and is on his way to a full recovery.
Wow.
Abraham also found out he was going to be a Make-A-Wish recipient. Maybe he could meet a celebrity or go to Disney World or get a PlayStation. But instead, Abraham decided he wanted to give to the homeless. That's right, for his Make-A-Wish, Abraham was able to feed 80 families in his hometown of Jackson, Mississippi.
Wow.
Story got picked up by WLBT. Abraham told them when the homeless people get the plate, some of them would come back and sing it to us and thank us, and it just really feels good.
That's what America is all about.
May your pursuit of happiness bring you joy.
Anytime, anywhere. Smartphone, TuneIn Radio app, WGSO.com. On the AM dial at 990, we are WGSO New Orleans.